verse number 30. Verse number 30. The Bible says, "But he passing through the midst of them, went his way, and came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and taught them on the Sabbath days. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil, and cried out with a loud voice, saying, Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, Hold thy peace, come out of him. And when the devil was had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him and hurt him not. And they were all amazed and spake among themselves, saying, What a word is this? For with authority and power he commandeth the unclean spirits, and they come out. And the fame of him went out into every place of the country round about." Thank you for standing. You can be seated. Father, help us these few minutes, we pray, as we come to the Word of God to preach tonight. Thank you for the good preaching we've already heard and the good report of a soul being saved. Lord, thank you for this meeting. I ask for your blessings and help. I certainly need your power at this time. Pray that you guide our thoughts and help us to be a blessing to the people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to take my text tonight from verse 36, where the people have witnessed the Lord commanding this devil to come out of this man, and they have made an exclamation. They've said, "What a word is this? What a word is this?" It's amazing sometimes you get to reading the Bible and you read through things, and when you read it, they are a blessing, but you come back through it at certain times and it seems to manifest itself and takes up root in your heart, and sometimes in my heart it just abides for days. And I want to just look at that thought tonight about the blessed Word of God and this exclamation about what a word is this. When you read through this chapter in the book of Luke, you actually find there's a lot of reference about the Word of God. Luke 4.
Yeah.
I've never seen a time, listen, when I started preaching in 1975, the hero preachers were the ones that would get up and preach against sin and ungodliness and worldliness.
Yeah.
But now you'll lose all of your preacher friends if you stand for anything. Listen, that's against worldliness.
Amen. Amen.
I've never seen a time in all my life.
Preach it, brother.
Brother Lester Roloff was right about what he said about the TV set.
Yeah.
If you're going to turn me off, you might as well do it on Monday night. Amen. And get it over with. But I'm here to tell you that mess is time to so much filth and ungodliness in our churches and our homes. And it's grieved the Spirit of God.
Amen.
We don't have fancy houses and a lot of money and don't go on big vacations.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And to get that message on the inside.
Yes, sir.
And to be able to stand up and just depend upon the Holy Ghost to release that thrust out of your life. And I'm never honest before God. I'm not blowing my whistle. I've never expected anybody to come up and ask me to sign their Bible or brag on me. But all down these 44 years now, every once in a while, I have a preacher come up and say, "Preacher, I was a goner, but I'm still pastor today because I walked in this meeting and you preached this message, and God helped my heart. I've had married couples stand in front of me. I've had sinners walk up to me and say, 'Preacher, I got saved on this day you were preaching this message.' And I thought, how can this be? Who am I? But it's not me and it's not you. It's about Him. And what a word! What a word!
Amen. Amen.
I make a plea to you. I'm not a psychologist. But I want to tell you something. The reason we're in this mess in our nation is because we have trampled underfoot the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Honestly, I'm not trying to be a show off. I'm not. I'm being honest with you. This is my heart. This is my heart. But when we opened up our minds and our homes and our thought pattern to everybody's business from the East Coast to the West Coast, and we brought all that in, we've lost the power of God. We've lost the power of God. We've lost the reverence for the Word of God.
Amen.
Oh, I'm going to tell you something. If you want to get some help in your marriage, if you want to get some help with your kids, you need to read that Word of God, and you need to listen to a man of God preach and respond to it. Amen. And obliterate the face of this battle.
Yeah.
How do we get help from the Word of God? Just some simple thoughts tonight. That's all that's on my heart.
Yes, sir.
We get help from the Word of God, number one, by the fear of God.
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing how we've lost the fear of God?
Amazing.
Jesus Christ was on the cross. There was one thief on one side, another thief on the other side. One of those thieves were casting accusations toward the Lord Jesus Christ. The other thief, the one that got saved, looked over at the other thief that was casting those accusations, and he asked him this question: "Dost thou not fear God?" So what he's saying is, we're further in that chapter, he says, wisdom cried without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse. She's crying to us.
Yeah.
Take the wisdom of God. This word of God is his wisdom.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's his wisdom. And so we instill that wisdom. We instill that fear of God. I'm going to tell you where we lost the fear of God. Parents have dropped the ball.
Yes, sir.
That's exactly right. Amen. That Bible right there says you take a rod and you listen to
those
preachers.
Right.
Amen. You teach those children to obey father and mother at their very voice.
Right.
If they're disobedient, you correct them over. You want to do it verbally, do it verbally. But I would say I would wait till about two times. And if they haven't obeyed by the second time, you need to understand some theology my dad practiced.
He would forgive them.
He'd unbuckle that belt, grab you by that collar, and he was jerking the bell off while taking you to a back bedroom. When my daddy whipped, everybody else in the house went to the far end.
Yeah.
I said, preacher, that's child abuse. Well, I'm not dealing in drugs tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
Good for
you.
Yes,
sir.
Amen, preacher.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, I got to thinking, it seems like nature itself, the animals and the birds of the air, have got more sense when they're young than the Baptists do over there.
You're right.
Yeah.
Get one where internet can come on to.
Yeah.
Get one where they can text.
Yeah.
Get one where they can attack themselves.
Yeah.
The servants have to.
Yeah.
I'm trying to help you tonight. Yeah. I'm not trying to be a smarter. Amen.
Yeah.
That's right.
Amen.
Good preaching.
You know, I'm almost, I feel like I need to get right with God because I almost get to jerking now. I feel like I'm going to lose more crowd, more friends by preaching. I'm not listening.
You're all right.
Yeah. I'm trying to preach to you tonight.
Yeah.
Don't go, hey, don't go. Can I say something? I'll be tagged the rest of the week.
I am.
You're
doing all
right.
Go ahead.
That's right. But I'm going to tell you something. This is a wonderful place.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. This can't be. Listen. I guess it's funded by the offerings. And we have a wonderful place over there to stay in that hotel.
Yeah.
Isn't that
yeah.
Wonderful?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm fixing a boat. But I will tell you something. That motel's not Canaan land.
That's right.
There's a pile of sinners and perverts over there.
Right.
That's right. I'm preaching out of my head.
Amen.
If you won't let your children run up and down them hallways like they're a pack of cats and dogs.
Amen. Amen.
I feel it. I'm
going to
tell you something.
Amen.
If that's what you, I'm going to tell you something. I just go in my room, mind my business. So if that's what you want, that's your business. But if you give one of those perverts about 2 minutes when you're not looking, and you have lost that little girl.
Preach, Brother John.
Hey, this is not 1959. This is 2019.
Yes, sir.
It's a different day today.
Amen.
I know.
Amen.
I started out preaching about the Word of God, and I know I've done wrong that. I know that. But I'm simply saying to you, friend, hey, that Bible up there can help us with our hopes.
Amen.
I have never in all my born days lived in such a time where Baptists and this church
Amen, yeah. Preacher. That's right.
They're not going to fear God. That's right.
Yes.
And you got to teach them to say yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Yes,
right.
Sir.
Yes.
Say, don't you always preach the same thing? Well, I have to learn so many messages out there. I'm not trying to be smart. I'm trying to help you. It's a mess in the state.
Amen.
Amen. Understand it's not worth losing your children over it and get to do your own back.
Amen.
You got to hear God.
Amen.
You got to respond to God. And you just can't walk up to a sinner and say, hey, you need to hear God. He has no natural ability in him to hear God.
Right.
But I'll tell you what, that fear of God will be the beginning of hearing God.
Amen.
Amen. And it gives us that parable about building the house on the rock. The man that hears God is building his house upon the rock. The person that just wants to come and just say, well, you know, we've shown up at church, and where are we going to go eat? Let's go back home, and where are we going to shop? And the preacher doesn't mean anything.
Yes, sir.
If there's some kind of heavy trouble
Yeah.
You don't know what to do. You don't know how to get it off. I try to pray, but I
That's right.
It's the